Jai Shri Ram friends, I'm back with another review today and I'll be reviewing the book Kashmir, Race and Reason by Govar Gilani. Kashmir. This one word might not mean much to the most of the world and they might not even ever heard of this word, but for India and Pakistan, this word is the most important component of their relationship with each other. There is hardly any talk between these two nations where Kashmir is not mentioned. Just the mention of this one word brings a lot of emotions to the people living in India and Pakistan. But why? Background. Kashmir is the northernmost state of India and one of the most beautiful as well as politically unstable place in India. Kashmir is a Muslim majority state and at the time of Indian independence, it was being ruled by a Hindu king, Hari Singh. At the time of partition between India and Pakistan, Kashmir became a disputed land where both of the countries exert their claim over the entire land. Currently, India possesses half of the former princely state of Jammu and Kashmir, including Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Pakistan controls a third of the region, Azad Kashmir and Gilgit-Baltistan. India claims on the region controlled by Pakistan as its own and calls it Pakistan-Occupied Kashmir (POK) and Pakistan claims on the region controlled by India as its own and called it India-Occupied Kashmir (IOK). There has been a common hostility between India and Pakistan because of Kashmir since the independence, even after numerous talks and agreements. While both the countries are firmer than stands and there does not seem to be any solution to this dispute in near future, nobody talks about the people who are living there and what they want. They are the one who suffered the most out of this ongoing Cold War between India and Pakistan, but their voices hardly mattered to anyone on both sides of the border, as per the author. Kashmir, Race and Reason by Govar Gilani is about the mindset, emotions, day-to-day life, current scenario, and the life from the perspective of an ordinary Kashmiri. He tried to tell their side of the story and how they feel about the skirmish between India and Pakistan. Author. Govar Gilani is a Kashmir-based independent journalist, political analyst, and television commentator. He has written for several Indian and foreign media outlets about the issue of Kashmir and tried to raise his voice regarding the day-to-day problems faced by ordinary people living in Kashmir. This is his first book and here he tried to touch upon all the points regarding the Kashmir issue and put forward his own overview and outlook regarding the same. What is it about? The first thing that comes to my mind about Kashmir Race and Reason is that it's an effort to tell the real picture and the situation of today's Kashmir and what brought all the issues and concerns in Kashmir. Govar Gilani did not leave any stone unturned and portrayed the picture of Kashmir from his point of view. Govar talked about the current rebel and militancy problem at a great extent. He produced several examples and anecdotes to give a picture of the mindset of a Kashmiri young man. He talked about several influencing factors owing to which the youth is more likely to join militancy instead of a job or a business. He blamed Indian government for excessive use of force in Kashmir to worsen the situation and compelling the young minds to turn out rebellious. He talked about Burhan Wani at length and gave reasons that why he was considered as a hero in Kashmir. He stressed that the people in Kashmir romanticized with the idea of joining rebels and considered them as freedom fighters. He believed that there are more educated youngsters who would happily walk the path of Burhan Wani and would receive enormous support from the locals. According to the author, though Pakistan tries to infiltrate into Kashmir through various methods but does not actually hold any important ground, people in Kashmir support Pakistan because of the resentment towards Indian government and army. However, they would not prefer to be a part of Pakistan. Instead of that, they would love to go for an independent and autonomous state of Kashmir. They support Pakistani sports team out of resentment towards Indian state. They also allegedly take help and arms from Pakistan, but just to earn the freedom they desire, not to be in another part of Pakistan, which is considered to be a failed country globally. He touched upon the exodus of Kashmiri Pandits from Kashmir and shared his views about it. Though he felt that it was wrong that they had to flee from Kashmir and suffered a lot in the process, he wished that they had stayed despite all the killings and struggle. Gawar felt that the Pandit community could have tried to be a bit more brave to fight what was going on and stayed in Kashmir till the things could go better. He discussed the idea which were going around in Kashmir about the possible solutions of the Kashmir crisis. He agreed that some sections of the Kashmir population would like the Kashmir to merge with Pakistan. However, a large section of people would like to see an independent Kashmir. He complained that Pakistan never did enough to liberate Kashmir or tried to find any sustainable solution. He mentioned few instances where even his friends from Pakistan did not care much about Kashmir and more focused on just their lives. Gawar believed that even the international media and World Human Rights Commission never really raised the human rights violation issues in Kashmir. Gawar suggests that an autonomous state of Kashmir could be the solution to this problem and strong political will would be required for the same. He did sound disappointed with the Kashmir political leadership that they were corrupt, disloyal, and liars and never stood up for Kashmir. He said that Kashmir only got betrayal from its leadership and people of Kashmir lost their faith in them. What should have been there? I believe it is each author's right to write as per his thought process and beliefs towards any subject, and he should have the freedom to put things he likes in his work. However, when you're writing on such an important and controversial subject, then you must write with a neutral standpoint. Gawar wrote with an emotional flow and on the subject and missed to take a non-biased stand on several occasions, like talking about Burhan Wani, militancy and Kashmiri Pandits. He tried to give excuses for what happened instead of calling a spade a spade. Should you read it? I'll give 4.5 stars out of 5 to this book, considering the amount of research and data produced in the book. You can clearly feel that the content of this book is close to Gawar's heart and he stayed honest with his thought process and writing throughout the book. What I loved the most is that instead of choosing to be politically right, he decided to go with what he really felt about the subject. You might not agree with what he said and believed, but you will appreciate his eagerness to find the solution. I believe everyone should read this book once at least to get a different perspective or approach towards Kashmir and seek possible solution. Thank you for listening to me. I am Devendra, and tell me what you feel about this book, guys. What is the solution of Kashmir issue? What should India do to resolve Kashmir issue? Why is Pakistan and India fighting over Kashmir? Why did Kashmir not join Pakistan? If you have solution to any of this, if you have any of the answer, if you want to put anything forward, then please put your comments in the comment box. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Bye.